Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday interfaith service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday service for August 27th, 2023. May God bless. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry. Thank you. You have to unmute, Dave.
Oh, sorry about that. Of verses from Corinthians. Love is patience, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasures in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority to have influence those minds in a positive way to have authority over the planet, and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
And what prayer of blessing. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and every one here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered in the name of Yeshua, Jesus of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And now a blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
The congregation's response to the clergy, dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mystery of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to recite the Lord's Prayer, and I ask the congregation to mute your mute yourself, and I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
I love the sea.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, source of all wisdom and understanding, we gather in this sacred space to seek your guidance and illumination. Open our hearts and minds so we may be receptive to the messages you have for us today. Help us cultivate the self-discipline that leads to spiritual awakening. In your name, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Greetings, everyone. I'm happy to see you all here today. This is the new improved service, so we hope you're enjoying the presentation. A lot of hard work and organization has taken place to get to where we are today. And this coincides with the sermon today, Self-Control, the Gateway to Spiritual Ascendancy. My dear friends, today we delve into the kingdom within, where untold mysteries and powers await us. Yet to unlock these gifts, we must master one virtue above all, self-control. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 28, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Imagine, my friends, your spiritual self as a city, fortified and sacred, the temple, the holy temple within. Now, without the walls of self-control, how could it stand? How could it protect its valuable treasures within? Well, it can't. You see, self-control is not merely a mundane virtue, but full discipline. All disciplines are hard to master. It serves as a catalyst for our spiritual abilities, gifts, and awareness. It is the gatekeeper to the higher dimensions or kingdoms or heavens above, a path that leads us closer to God Almighty. Let us consider the Apostle Paul, who in Galatians 5:22-23 tells us that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Temperance, my friends, is self-control, not only just avoiding excess, but fostering a balanced life that makes room for spiritual pursuits. When you cultivate this discipline, your spiritual senses awaken. You perceive messages, dreams, visions, blessings, coincidence and chance, good luck, and even cautionary warnings from the divine realm above. Furthermore, self-control or temperance aligns your vibrations with those of the higher dimensions, facilitating communication with the divine and allowing us to operate in spiritual gifts more efficiently or effectively. Just as Yeshua retreated into the wilderness, mastering temptation, we too must retreat within ourselves to master our desires. The concept of temperance often relates to the realm of avoiding overindulgence or excess. It is indeed far richer than the simplistic temptation. Temperance or self-control serves as a foundation element in constructing a spiritually awakened life. It is not merely about abstaining from the negative, it is about actively channeling your energy and focus into higher pursuits. This channeling enhances your sensory acuity to perceive messages and blessings from the higher realms. When you're not swayed by every impulse or caught in the torrent of emotions and thoughts, your mind and soul can become like a still lake, capable of reflecting reality more clearly. In this stillness, your spiritual senses awaken. You become receptive to subtle dimensions of experience. Whether it's the foresight of a future event, a synchronistic meeting, or even a sense of peace, an inner knowing that defies logical explanation. These are not mere coincidences, but communications from the divine, proving you with guidance, rather providing you with guidance, affirmation, and sometimes even caution. Beyond the individual level, temperance also has cosmic implications. When we practice self-control, we are essentially harmonizing our personal vibration with that of the higher realms, spiritual realms. In this esoteric view, everything exists in vibrations, including our thoughts, emotions, and spiritual essence. Lower vibrations correspond to the states of confusion, anger, and selfishness, as we know. Higher vibrations are associated with love, clarity, and divine wisdom. The disciplined practice of temperance allows us to elevate our vibration, thus drawing us closer to the divine and making spiritual communication more accessible and profound. And that's what we want. This is the way. This is the path. Remember the example of Jesus going into the wilderness, facing and mastering temptations that he was exposed to or tempted with by the Ha-Satan. This is instructive to us. It illustrates that to reach your highest potential, we must be willing to confront our lower nature and transcend it. We are human after all. But that spiritual quality within allows us to rise above those sacred tests, if you will, the temptations that allow us with discipline and self-control to rise high. We reach our highest potential when we are willing to confront our lower nature and transcend above it. Yeshua, in his time in the wilderness, was a retreat into the depths of his being when he faced and overcame the temptations that affect humanity, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of the life. Similarly, our practice of self-control calls us to journey inward in like manner, to confront and master our desires and impulses. Remember, desires are important and they are good. Putting limits on desires is the wisdom that gets you out of trouble, that helps you avoid those temptations that lead you astray. Limits on desires allows you to partake of all the wonderful things in the world that are pleasurable. It allows you to have a full life, a happy life. You must have desires in your life to be enthusiastic for life. This is acceptable. But gluttony, taking advantage of all the pleasures that cause you to be addicted to them, this is of the lower vibration, and self-discipline is the key not to fall into those depths. Similarly, your practice of self-control calls us, you and I, to journey inward and to confront and master these desires and impulses. This inward journey is not an act of escapism, but a courageous pilgrimage towards self-mastery, spiritual enlightenment, and ultimately a closer communion with God Almighty. Temperance isn't just an old-fashioned virtue, but a dynamic principle vital for anyone on the spiritual path, you and I, my brothers and sisters. It's a catalyst for spiritual awakening, a harmonizer of cosmic vibration, and a necessary discipline for the inward journey that each of us must undertake. Let us pray. O great source of light and love, we thank you for this day and the insights we have gained. We commit to nurturing self-control so that we may align closer with your divine purpose and ascend in spiritual undertaking. Strengthen our resolve so we may walk this path with unwavering focus. In your name, hallelujah, amen. Excuse me. I believe you're up, Doug.
We now commence with the healing portion of the service. Reverend Douglas will be leading us in the virtue healing.
I'm flipping around in various windows. Here we go. Found you all back again. If you'll pardon me, I need a little H2O or agua. There we go. So welcome to today's service. I hope you enjoyed the sermon. We also have the Sacred Scrolls newsletter that recounts the sermon after each weekend service, and that usually comes out, supposed to come out a little earlier than yesterday. We'll try to get it to you as soon as we can. To all those who are listening in on the Global Village radio show, we welcome you to our service, and we trust you're enjoying our show and our service of worship wherever you are in the world. We're about to commence the blessing to the congregation that's here in the community today. Almost 50 people are here today, and there are probably several hundred of you listening to the show right now, if not thousands, we hope, over the next week or so. Please feel free to communicate with us. We ask you to go to manymansionssc.org and fill in at the bottom of the page the mailing list, email sign up, and you'll be given regular communications about our ministry, our Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, the radio show, as well as other offerings that we have throughout the week. And also the invitation to Zoom. As I just said a moment ago in my sermon, usually I am guided from above. That means that God talks to me. Not in the way of, hey, Douglas, where are you going to go for lunch today? Hey, Douglas, watch out. God reveals things to me more profoundly as I have gone through the years. It started out with visions and dreams, and I came to that aha moment when I realized that there was something greater outside of me that was willing to communicate with me. That happens to each and every person I've met who comes to become a believer, not a fundamentalist believer in praise the Lord, born again stuff, but somebody that is reawakened, if you will, and they have that moment that they know God has spoken to them. Every single one of you, the sermon today is an indication of the pathway to take. The only difference between a spiritual saint, guru, avatar, messiah, is that they are awakened. They know who they are. You and I don't yet. And that's why it's important that every day in every way you attempt to practice what you know is a spiritual truth, a proper way to act, to put limits on desires, and to pray every day. Our Muslim friends pray four times a day. by ceremony. I pray more than that every day. You are praying more than that. Every time you're thinking about something, you're praying. It's like sitting in a sports car on the driveway, stepping on the gas, when you're praying, vroom, 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 right? The engine's running, you step on the gas. The one thing that's not happening is putting the car in gear so that it can go forward. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. It means you're stepping on the gas when you ask in prayer. Vroom, 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 vroom. You really pray. But you have to put it in gear. That's called faith. Faith isn't in the invisible. Faith in our ministry is built upon evidence. Faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence is our motto. So when you put that gear in, that car in gear, or when you put your prayer in action, you go places. Really fast or not so fast. It's up to you. This is what is meant when we say, by your faith, you will be healed. When you have a problem, you don't sit still like a lump and hope God comes knocking on the door and says, wake up, Dougie. God comes knocking on the door by way of opportunity or people coming with ideas or suggestions. And you might hear it standing beside someone in an elevator where they say something that you need to know. We call that coincidence, don't we? Or random chance or luck. No. Those are angels talking to you. You don't pray to angels. You ask them for their help. And they are the messengers. And they bring opportunity to you. So when you are here today and you're listening to our sermons and you're participating in our community, you're knocking on that door. What are you going to do about it? Now, virtual spiritual healing is the extra. It's the vibration. It's the blessing from God Almighty. It's for all of us to see evidence of the divine in action. When you have a mystical, spiritual, future vision, dream, feeling, or sense, or just something occurs to you in your mind intuitively, that's God talking to you. What are you going to do about it? That's up to you. So as we start this service today, we are 50 people and growing. I'd like to see 100 people here by the end of the summer. That means you, my friends, are our ambassadors. And this occurred to me the other day. Many of us have had bad experiences in Sunday school, in churches, dealing with pious, even narcissistic religious people. That's their fault, not yours. They're just blocking your way. And so when you meet your friends who say, that Jesus stuff's all baloney, a famous comedian friend of mine, I've been at his house, says, how is it that God lives in the sky, he's invisible, says he loves you, but if you don't obey him, he's going to throw you in hell forever? How is it that God always needs money? It's a funny line. He's a famous comedian. I'm not going to say his name. You know who I'm talking about. That's the view of the hypocrite. I'm not talking about my comedian friend. I'm talking about the people who are biased, who are prejudiced, who have offended little children like you and me. And so here I am. Here we are. Here you are with the real community based on the teachings of Yeshua, the Savior, or Jesus the Christ. Two different terms to describe one individual. One the Savior and the other the Compassion, the Teacher. So in the next little while, as repayment for the blessings you're receiving here, why not spread the word to a friend or two? No, I don't believe in all that hocus pocus stuff. That's okay. Come and see what this man has to say. We're all inclusionary here. We're all welcoming all religious points of view, all spiritual minded people of faith, because there's only one God. Doesn't matter how you approach God, whatever religion or belief system you had, or have, I should say, whether you're a Sufi or you're some other yogi or some other world, part of the world's religion, doesn't matter. It all comes down to the golden rule. If you think about it, all the religions in the world come down to the golden rule. Don't do anything to somebody else that you don't want help happen to yourself. That's it. That's the basic of spirituality and religion. Be nice, be tolerant, be happy, be joyful, all the things that were in my sermon today. Self-discipline means you do not harm someone else and you take care of yourself. And when you make a mistake, and you will, it's okay. That doesn't mean you're going to be punished and thrown into hellfire forever. It just means a little slap on the wrist. Wake up. This is the way. Wake up. And that's a blessing. So when you talk to your friends and neighbors and they say, I don't know, I had really bad times back at, you know, that nun or that priest or that guru or that whatever, you know, got to watch out for those people. They all want your money. Say, well, this organization doesn't demand anything. It's free. Yeah, but there must be an angle somewhere. No. We want your love. We want your prayers. We'd like a contribution, that's for sure. But more importantly, it is my personal pleasure to see you wake up. And virtual healing is the way that you might gain faith. When you feel that love, that energy come over you, when you say, I have a warm feeling in my heart, I feel peace in my mind, my God, the ache in my shoulder has disappeared. Oh my gosh, my back is getting stronger. Oh my gosh, my blood pressure is lowering. Oh, thank you, God. My feet, the plantar fasciitis that was so painful is relieving. I'm happy. Remember, there's no payment required. You don't have to promise God to do anything, to be better, to donate half your money to the church, none of that. Just love God in your heart. Because God is always there protecting you, even when you're looking the other way. God is always there from the beginning to the end. It's our human arrogance, you know, that we separated from God. We wanted to be individuals. That was amazing. it was like we were a little drop in the ocean and we got to leave the ocean and go wherever we wanted. And the last thing you will do in your spiritual journey is to give up who you are as an individual and rejoin the ocean. And that scary thought is what's separating you from God right now. As you think of your illness, your difficulty, your diseasement, whatever it is, serious or minor, God is blessing you. Your faith is keeping you alive right now. You might feel, oh my God, I'm still sick. I've had this pain for years. Yeah, so have I. I have a hip that 20 years ago my physician friends wanted to remove. I said no. And I'm still walking around, although I have to use a cane. What does that say? That God has forsaken me, that I still have a stiff hip? No. God is blessing me that I'm still ambulatory and getting around myself. The same with each of you. But you're not alone. Feel the energy that's coming at you now. As I'm talking, I'm seeing you in my mind's eye. I'm sending you the virtue. I'm the source. I'm the conduit. I'm the channel here in this realm, this moment. But the source of all healing and love comes from God Almighty, whom we do not know. We cannot comprehend the infinite. Do not think of God as a being like us. Think of God like lightning. Everywhere, powerful, comes and goes as it does. Suddenly, great force, great power. Can we describe lightning? No, we cannot. We can only describe what we see and what we perceive. And that is what we're doing today. As you feel this energy going through you now, as you're thinking about your problem, whether it's in your blood, in your heart, in your mind, whether you feel alone and despondent, know that you belong to this community. We are separated by time and space, but we are not separated at this moment. We are here as a community. We are reaching out to each and every one of us. God is working through this internet, through this Wi-Fi, through these computers, because God is like electricity. God is like lightning everywhere. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also. It means to congregate. It means to come together. You know, when you put two batteries together, you have twice as much electricity. You put 1,000 batteries together, you have 1,000 times one battery. And that's what we are doing. There are 50 of us here today. That's more than one. We can all rely upon each other. Forgive yourself. As you think in your mind, God, forgive me. Say to yourself your name and then say, I forgive you. Douglas, I forgive you. You're human. Douglas, you're finding your way. Douglas, this world is full of great difficulty, great darkness. But I'm finding my way because I'm alive. I have the courage to be alive. I have the strength to endure. This is what the message of Yeshua, the Savior, gave us, showed us. Remember, as we send this energy to each other now, we pray to God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. We ask for the divine graces of creation. You cannot see creation, can you? When you put a seed in the ground, you expect to have a plant, a fruit, a flower. There's no doubt. But you can't see it happening. That force that takes that seed from a teeny tiny little thing put in the ground to a big plant, a cob of corn, a staff of corn, from one little seed. This is the power of creation. Think about that. And then see in your body, your immune system the same. Tired, weak, in need of something. And let virtue be that something, whatever it is. It's the medicine. It's the cure-all. It's the power. And as it goes to wherever your body is in need, don't think it might not come. Expect it to come. And that is the difference. Do you expect nothing or do you expect something? I expect something because I have seen the light. I have seen people faint with great difficulties, diseases, and pains. And I have seen them gotten up from the floor completely healed. I have seen people incrementally relieved. I have seen people in stages relieved. This is the evidence that I have seen. I don't know how it happened. I know that in a circumstance such as this, where we're all gathered, and we pray and give thanks for what is taking place, and we accept in our heart that God loves us. In other words, God provides for us, like any parent who wants to teach their child how to ride a bicycle. They provide the bicycle. They hold on to the seat. But sooner or later, that child has to ride that bicycle all by themselves. And they learn balance. In learning balance, they ride the bicycle that was provided for them. And whatever happens riding that bicycle, it's up to them. They might skin their knee. They might get a more powerful bicycle and enjoy that for the rest of their life. They go faster, or maybe they go trail riding. It's up to them expressing their free will, and so is what God provides for you. Do everything you can to overcome your illness. Be disciplined. Take Dave's class and learn how to stretch your body. Practice meditation and communicate with the higher beings. The angels will whisper in your ear and tell you what to eat, what to take. Your dreams and visions will unlock your way. Don't be afraid of death, but don't seek it either. Have the courage to live today. Quit tomorrow, but have the courage to live today. I can feel the energy going out through my chest and my hands to each and every one of you. We are now 51 people today. Something's going on with me today. I've got a lot of stuff going on inside of me. Hallelujah. Let's see what our dearest friend Kellyanne has to say as we ask her to sing. Listen to the music, listen to love, embrace the love that God sends. In the name of Yeshua, bless us, heal us. Allow the love to go through our body. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless each and every one that is here today. They come before you with their needs, their wants, their love. To those who are on their cell phones listening in, may they be blessed. We ask for MOI, for Will Santos, my good friend, to Celeste, to Eric, to Jean, to Ann P. Pilgrims, to Regine, to PJ, to Jesus, to Linda E., to Tony C., to Carrie, and to Tim on his iPhone, to Tom Bass, to my good friend Terry Young, to JP, to Diana, to Jack, to Mary Rosberry Brown, to Joe, to Robert and Jana, my good friends, to Maria Fernanda, to Marie T., to Bettina, to Jim and Sherry, to Mark, to Tom, to Nancy, to especially Patty, who's taking care of the attendance today. May the healing energy go through her body, warming her spine, relaxing the muscles, and soothing. To Tim in Montreal, to Joy, to William, to Larry, Angie, and Baby, Elsie, to GL, to Vivian, to Paul Hughes, to Santiago, to Sue, to Mark, to Steve, to Joan and Owen, to Dave and Carla, to Linda, to Jack and Sandy, to Reverend Douglas, to Maria, to Reverend Michael, to myself, and I'm apologize if I missed anybody. The screen's flipping around here a little bit, has a mind of its own. God bless this community and all who are here today and everyone that is listening throughout the world on our radio program, no matter when and where they are listening. God is everywhere. God exists in the ever-present moment. There is no time, there is no space. Virtue is being requested. We pray for virtue to go through us all, to relieve us physically, financially, mentally, bring relief, remove our stresses. Emotionally, let us feel love and enthusiasm for life. Remove the curtain of darkness or depression. Let our emotions be healed with enthusiasm, the nectar of love. To our souls, our immortal souls, as it enjoys this life that we are going through, learning all the experiences, the trials, the tribulations, the long suffering, the joys, the pleasures, to our soul, may it learn in this life what it has come into the world to learn and experience. We pray for the soul and its ascension to come closer to God Almighty. May virtue guide us. May virtue stay with us, that we will receive all that we want, all that we need, that we will enjoy coexisting with our soul, watching ourselves grow. As we go through these times of extremes and difficulties, predicted times and trials, tribulations, these are teaching and testing times. May we learn our lessons, our experiences, to gain wisdom, that we may ascend, that we may be enlightened, that we might be nourished and enriched, that we will have peace in our heart, our mind, our soul, our lives. And no matter what comes at us, we will have peace. Knowing that we have survived this far in our lives is a testament to our accomplishment, our achievement, our success in life. Never give up. Never walk away. Be still, and God will be with you, no matter what comes your way. The more difficult the task, the greater the reward, the greater the achievement for your soul, your immortal soul. For what happens in life echoes in eternity. Each day is your life. Each day, live it fully. Don't quit today. Quit tomorrow. Don't give up today. Give up tomorrow. Instead, look around you. What kind of good trouble can you get into? What is exciting to do? And at the end of the day, did you enjoy the day? Well, maybe you had a hard day, but tomorrow will be better. Maybe you had a good day. Be thankful. Each day, at least once a day, be grateful for your life. It's an amazing experience, and awaken the soul within, which is all powerful. It is the essence of God Almighty, that spark of genius, that it is of God and from God, your soul. You are much more than you know you are. You just don't know how much more today. As you accept this blessing of virtue, I am grateful that God Almighty has blessed each and every one of us here today. As they have said your names, they have been recorded in the karmic Akashic fields forever. As I have said your names, we have joined together in this moment as a community, as a family, as brothers and sisters, as did the early Christians, as we besought the help of those in the higher realms above. And we are grateful. We are grateful for this opportunity to come together. We are grateful for our lives. When you pray, you ask. When God provides, you must take and seize the opportunity that comes. Don't dismiss the little things. They're the precursor to the big things. But seize the opportunity. Don't dismiss anything. All things coming to your attention could be the answer to your prayer. Above all, treat everyone else like you wish to be treated. Be prudent and cautious, for there is great disruption, great darkness, and those who would commit the most heinous crimes out there. Pray that your enemies will be put away. Pray that the darkness will fade away. Pray for the light to come into your life. Pray for protection from any and all negative influences, regardless of source. This is what our journey is in this world of duality, choosing light and life. But seize the prayer. When you pray, do everything in your power to make it happen. Write your prayer down. If you can write it down in detail, that's half the prayer being answered right there. And then take it upon yourself to make it happen, no matter what it is. The one thing I have learned in my life, dear friends, is there are alternatives to everything. There are solutions to everything. There is no problem or challenge that cannot be overcome. We just don't know the solution yet. But it's out there. Your dreams and visions will speed up finding that solution. But you have to take action. You have to put the car in gear so that when you step on the gas using the power of your prayer, you go somewhere. And all the saints, as we study the life of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, he always did something. He encouraged everyone. He went to help people who were in great distress. Those that were unclean and cast away, those that were seized with demons, as legions was. He went among the sick. He went into the temples and cured those who were ill and sick. And he sent his disciples, the 12 and then the 70, and he commanded them in the Great Covenant to do the same, as we are doing today. That means that spiritual aid, assistance, help is always provided. Seize the opportunity and do whatever you can to make your prayer come true, to bring into your life what you need, whether it's money or love, understanding, forgiveness, whatever it is you need, make it happen. The gas in the car is the virtue we are sending you right now. The energy is enthusiasm, is hope, is a great gift. God is listening. In the name of the Almighty, God Almighty, and the name of the Holy Family, and the name of our great Savior, Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, we are grateful. We are grateful for our life. We are grateful for the opportunity to make our life more. Be practical and prudent. Use wisdom. Don't be reckless with your life. Have patience. Learn discipline, tolerance, and you will forgive yourself when you make a mistake. And like a child on a learning path, it won't stop you. You'll keep on keeping on, learning as you go. And that, my friends, is something that we do all our lives. Associate with successful people. Associate with people like you would like to become. Find out their habits, because you don't quite understand the habits that successful people have or what people have that you want. You don't understand the rules yet. The world they live in takes dedication, patience, tolerance, and tenacity in finding out the secrets of what these people do, which, as it turns out, not secret at all. They've just found the way. They have a roadmap. You don't. Associate with people like that and you'll find the roadmap. You'll find your way. Success rubs off. Love rubs off. Healing rubs off. Happiness rubs off. Change your name if you like. It's okay. Make changes in your life and live your life the way you want to, not the way you think others want you to live your life. This was the great teachings of the Christ. Leave those who are offensive. Be willing to walk yourself away from the old and into the new. This takes courage, but you won't be alone. Accept the blessing that God is sending now, the wisdom that you hear today. Remember only this. Pray, make everything happen that you can possibly make happen to make the prayer come true, and trust that God is going to provide whatever you need to make it happen. And then make it happen. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, not next summer, as soon as you can. Whatever you want, whatever's in the world, you can have it. I know some of you are thinking, I want $1 million. I can't have that. Yes, you can. If you believe, if you want it, if you pray for it, and you're willing to do everything you can to make $1 million, you will get it. It's just, don't satisfy for less. Satisfy for the best. Be satisfied. Know that God is loving you. Feel this love, this energy that's going through you today as we come to the close of this blessing. Know that God is loving you and blessing you. Thank you. I hope you feel that warmth coming into you. I have to take my shirt off after. I get a little warm underneath there. So, Patty, do we have anybody in particular that would like us to send virtue to them?
Absolutely.
The first
request is for Owen, relief from high blood pressure and vision problems.
Okay, everybody, you see a sort of Owen in your mind's eye, and you see lightning, energy, rainbow colors, whatever you see in your mind's eye, that's your way of visualizing virtue. We're about the only organization that teaches that. There are probably others, but this is something I've done all my life, to visualize the healing taking place. So Owen, we ask in the name of God Almighty, and repeat his prayer again, or his request, I should say.
For high blood pressure and vision problems.
Okay, so we ask for the virtue to go into his body, and we are directing it to those two areas to relieve the pressure. So we're putting it at his heart, and to help with his eyes, we're putting the energy across his eyes like a mask. That's what I'm seeing. And you will develop your own way. Your technique is your way. And as we ask God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go into Owen, to remove any difficulties, any areas of problems or disease in his body, his heart, his mind, to remove the pressures and to allow his blood pressure to come down to normal, his life to be filled with peace and clarity, to cleanse the eyes. Let the virtue go through the eyes easily and comfortably now. Amen. Continue.
For William, relief from spinal and knee problems.
God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go to William, to go through the spine, to correct any weakness in the bones, to allow the muscles, the nervous system to be healed. We can feel like a hot iron going up and down his spine. And we ask for the blessing to strengthen all the muscles in his body, that he returns to perfect health. Let virtue course through his body, removing any disease, any disruptions easily and comfortably now. Amen.
Relief from a previous stroke and right hand problems.
Dear God Almighty, what's his name again? I forgot it.
Butch.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Butch to be relieved of his stroke. We ask for the nervous system and the blood supply systems to be corrected. The sooner the better, that he regains control over his body, that the stroke is abated, and he returns easily and comfortably to good health. And we ask for the removal of any disease in the body, any impairment easily and comfortably, that his right hand is relieved and his fingers are flexible, and any pain or swelling is reduced and eliminated. Amen.
For Virginia, relief from knee problems.
God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go into Virginia's knees, through the tendons, the muscles, to remove the pressures that are on the knees, that the body will have the lubricating fluids go to the knees expeditiously, that the knees will be flexible, even the upper legs, the muscles going to the bottom and the hips will relax, and this tension in the muscles will be relieved. Like hot energy relieving and soothing the muscles in the legs, that the knees can function better, that the lubricating influences will continue to muster and go through the knees easily and comfortably. So might it be. Amen.
For Babette, relief from nerve damage in the broken right arm.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for healing virtue to go to Babette, to remove any irritation in the nervous system and to speed up the bones knitting together easily and comfortably in alignment. So there is a perfect mending of the bone. The blood supply around the area is enhanced and corrected, and any bruising or difficulty is removed. And the healing forces of the body will come to bear on this broken bone and injury and soothe this easily and comfortably. The sooner the better. Amen.
Lord Darian, relief from skin cancer.
Dear God Almighty, for Darian, we ask for the healing light of virtue to go through the body, to remove all the cells that are disrupted from cancerous, tumorous conditions, that they will be rejected and the body will be healed with regeneration of new cells. The blood supply will be increased throughout the area, removing any disease easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Emily, relief from multiple sclerosis and a concussion.
Dear God Almighty, we ask the angels to assist Emmy, and we ask for virtue to be sent into her body to remove the effects of concussion, to allow the circulation in the brain to be greatly increased, to allow the tissues in the brain to be healed, any holes or lesions to be relieved, that the healing forces will go through the body easily and comfortably, removing any impairment. They will also go into the neck and the nervous system to bring relief easily and comfortably, that she will be able to be mobile and have relief and control over her body easily and comfortably. The sooner the better. Amen.
Michael, relief from a constricted esophagus and the inability to swallow.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Michael that therapy or movement will be given, that the relaxation of the muscles will allow the esophagus to function more perfectly and correctly. We are grateful for the healing that has taken place and will continue to take place. Let the blessing be complete, that he is able to swallow easily without fear, that the internal aspects of the body are working properly and in harmony with each other. We are grateful for that is taking place, or that will continue to take place, so that he is relieved completely. The sooner the better. Amen.
Lavinia, relief from dementia and glaucoma.
The name again?
Lavinia.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Mother Mary to come to Lavinia. We ask for the servants of healing, the angels Raphael, to bless Lavinia to this removing of any difficulty in her body, to allow healing in the brain, to allow any lesions or holes in the brain to be mended, that she returns to the light of logic easily and comfortably. We ask for circulation to go through the whole body, affecting the body to be under control easily, comfortably. Amen. Direction.
Relief from Alzheimer's and dementia.
We ask on behalf of Joan for virtue to go through her body for relief of Alzheimer's and dementia. We ask for the lesions in the brain to be healed. We ask for the blood to be sped up and circulating much greater in the brain itself, removing any scar tissue, mending the synapse in the brain easily and comfortably so that logic is maintained and thinking clearly is returned. In the name of Yeshua, we are grateful. Amen.
For Sam, help to be comfortable as possible in the hospital for palliative care.
We ask for Yeshua to bless Sam, to be with Sam at this crucial time, and for that he has received before as blessings to relieve him of his situation, to be with him and to comfort him as he goes through this time of transition. May the angels surround him and welcome him. May he be unafraid as he ascends into the higher dimensions, if this be his will. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. Amen.
Zachary, relief from spinal and hearing issues.
Dear God Almighty, for Zachary, we ask for the blessings of virtue to go through the spine, relieving any lesions, conditions of impairment, relaxing the muscles, allowing the lubrication to come to the bones in the spine, and also to remove any impairment into the neck and head. We ask for the circulation to be sped up throughout the body and the body's healing forces to be amplified with virtue. Amen.
For Andrea, relief from breast cancer.
Dear Lord God Almighty, for Andrea, we ask for a blessing of virtue to go through her body, through the tissues in her breast, to remove any lesions, tumors, cysts, easily and comfortably, that the area of the body is returned to normal, cleansed and purified with a virtue healing energy. The sooner the better. Amen.
For Carrie, relief from a stroke.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Carrie that here the virtue will go into the brain, affecting the circulating centers, remove any blockages, allowing the nerve systems to re-educate and reconnect to overcome any difficulties of the stroke. The sooner, the better. Amen.
For David, relief from heart disease and eye surgery recovery.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for David to be blessed with virtue, to remove any difficulty of disease in his circulatory system, and to repair his eyes and vision and other parts of the body that are affected. Cleanse, revitalize, and allow a youthful life force to emerge. Blessing him, the sooner the better. Amen.
Frida, relief from Lyme disease.
Dear God Almighty, for Frida, we ask for a blessing of virtue to go through the top of her head, through the body, removing any disease, allowing the body and the immune system to be toxic to the disease, eliminating it the sooner the better, on contact. May she be rescued, saved, and purged of this disease immediately. In the name of Yeshua, in the name of virtue, we are grateful. Amen.
Steve, relief from knee and left foot pain.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the blessing of virtue to go to Steve, to his left foot, to remove any gout, any difficulty in the muscles, to allow the circulation to increase, the kidneys to function more correctly, the immune system to benefit the body, the eliminating system to be strengthened, that disease will be removed from his body and his leg easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Cindy, relief from pulmonary lung disease.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Cindy, on behalf of Cindy, that virtue energy will go into her lungs, removing any disease in the lungs, allowing the lungs to function correctly. We ask for healing to go through the spine, repairing the nervous system, allowing the body to breathe naturally, easily, that she is healed, the sooner the better. Amen.
For John, relief from leukemia and bladder issues.
Dear God Almighty, we ask on behalf of John for virtue to go through his body to remove any disease of the blood, any cancerous diseases, to enhance the function of the eliminating systems, including the kidneys. May his body be strengthened with life force. May light go through his body, cleansing and purging any disease easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Mary, for the strength to walk.
Dear God Almighty, on behalf of Mary, we ask that virtue go into her body, into her mind, her heart, into the nervous system, and throughout the muscles and the bones of the body to coordinate a miracle where she will be able to rise up, to walk. Get up, get up, get up. Let the body be filled with virtue easily, that she will rise and have a miracle. In the name of Yeshua, we are grateful. Amen.
For Kath Ann, relief from lupus.
For Kath Ann, we ask on her behalf for virtue to go through the body to destroy lupus in the body. Any disease, any bacteria or virus will become toxic to the immune system, and it will be eliminated by the immune system. That the immune system will be strong and will be like a toxin, removing any disease on contact, destroying and eliminating easily and comfortably. In the name of virtue, we are grateful for that that is taking place. The sooner the better. Amen.
Diana, relief from back issues.
God Almighty, for Diana, we are grateful for virtue, and we ask on her behalf for this healing energy to go through her body, to remove any difficulty, any stresses, any pains easily and comfortably. That relief in her spine will be the end result. The sooner the better. Amen.
Yes. Relief from multiple sclerosis.
Dear God Almighty, on behalf of Jess, we ask for virtue to go into this body, to affect the circulatory system, and to allow circulation to increase in the neck and in the back of the brain. We ask for the disease of multiple sclerosis to be quelled, to be relieved, and virtue to bring this person to complete control. That the body will be healed easily and comfortably, the sooner the better. Amen.
This is the last request for Tony to complete his project.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the enthusiasm and the encouragement and the virtue to help Tony complete his project. May he feel inspired. May he overcome any blockages or doubt easily and comfortably, allowing him to finish his project the sooner the better. And now I'm going to ask on behalf of everybody here that we send our lovely Patty virtue energy. And we're going to ask for Patty, who has been helpful here asking on behalf of others, that we send this virtue to Patty to go into her body, to relieve any issues of stiffness or difficulty throughout her body, that the virtue will go through her body, relieving her easily and comfortably, strengthening her body, her back, her neck, to remove any difficulties at all in her body, and to continue the virtue to helping her and assisting her, that she is pain-free, that virtue is restoring her body easily and comfortably, that enthusiasm and movement will be the end result. In the name of Yeshua, we are grateful for this blessing that is taking place at this time and will continue to take place, that she will move freely, easily, in ease, and with great comfort. Amen. We're also going to ask for a blessing to Reverend Michael Irving, that the virtue energy goes through this man, who has been a great and loyal member of our community, who is a servant of God Almighty, that the blessing will go through his body, entering in through the top of his head, going down through the neck, and like a whirlwind, removing and destroying any issues of discomfort, disease, easily and comfortably, cleansing his blood, aiding his organs, allowing life force to be enhanced throughout his entire body. We ask for the spirit of peace to come upon him, that he feels the love of the community, of the clergy, those either his friends and brothers, sisters, and that God Almighty will continue to use him as a servant to help us and assist us as we move forward to establishing our spiritual center in Campbellford, that he is an integral part of this, that he has the strength, the wisdom, the tenacity that he has always had, that his body is cleansed of any difficult or disease, that he has given great strength, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. May this servant of God Almighty be blessed in all ways. The sooner, the better. Amen. To our accountant, John Hassan, and his wife, Ellen, we are grateful for the blessings that have been given and that Ellen has survived her cancer, has survived her treatment, and she is on the mend. May the blessing of virtue continue to go through her and restore her, that her life will be long upon the earth. Amen. To our director, Tim Charbonneau, we ask for a blessing to go into his body, to strengthen his circulating system, to relieve him of any impairments easily and comfortably, to give him the strength that he needs and requires, that he is in perfect health. Bless him. Relieve him of any conditions easily and comfortably. Amen. To all those that are not with us today, and for those that are listening on our radio show program, we send a blessing generally to you. To those that are not here, that are our friends and relatives, and perhaps we have some relatives that are in the great beyond, we bless them also in the higher dimensions, that they are relieved. Easily and comfortably, we ask for a blessing to go out to all those that we are thinking of that are not here today. Those that are absent from the community meeting, those that are our relatives, we blanket them with love. We ask on behalf of them for whatever their prayers would be, that virtue hears them and answers them, the sooner the better. In the name of Yeshua, the Holy Family, all the angels and avatars that watch over us, we are grateful for their interaction within our lives and the lives of those that are meaningful to us and those that are not here today. Wherever they might be, may they feel this energy of virtue come upon them. And to those who are listening around the world on the radio show, may you feel the love that God sends. As I put my hands on the microphone here, we send the energy to you throughout the world. We bless the world. We bless all the people in the world. We ask for peace to come into the minds and hearts of those who are in difficulty throughout the world. We ask for a blessing those who have suffered upheavals of fires and tornadoes and hurricanes, that they will find their way, that they will survive and thrive, and they will rebuild their lives with your gracious provisions of all that they need from your everlasting bounty. We ask that virtue will speed up the process for their recovery, their survival, and their rebuilding. And finally, we ask a vision I had last Tuesday of little children who are in great danger, wherever this is taking place in the world, for those monstrous hearts that want to assassinate these children, we ask that Yeshua would intervene. We ask that their schemes of revenge, retaliation, or whatever they are attempting to do in this horrific event, that it be subdued. This Haas Satan be removed, that they will not be allowed to perpetrate this great harm upon these children, wherever this might be in the world. I believe it's in Europe. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of all that is love and light, please, we beseech you, God Almighty, to prevent this harm coming to the innocents. May the perpetrators, may those hardened hearts and minds be given the wisdom to see that their actions are going to backfire. It's not going to be as they expect. That they will not go through with this terrible thing. Wherever those people are in the world, wherever children are in danger, hear our prayer. God Almighty, we ask in the name of all that is loving and kind, please, 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 the children are protected. any schemes, any evil, any darkness to harm them will be put asunder, and this will not take place. Your will, not mine, be done. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. We are grateful for the blessing that has gone to everyone here today. We ask for a blessing to Joe Badger, who's helping us with the manymansions.helpline@gmail.com. We are grateful for Patty, who is taking attendance and doing all the things, communicating and helping me with the editing the proofing the newsletter. We are grateful to Jack for helping us with the Zoom and helping behind the scenes in a lot of different ways. We are grateful to Paul, who is producing the radio show and also participating here with us today. We are grateful to Mark for his help in announcing and welcoming the show. We are grateful to Deacon Dave, soon to be Reverend Dave, for his continued support and participation as a director. And also Tim Charbonneau for his participation as a director and his wisdom and help behind the scenes. For Reverend Doug Bentley, who is working feverishly away in Campbellford trying to find our holy retreat center. He's invited us apparently over to his house tonight at 6 o'clock for coffee. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll make it, but thank you for the invitation just the same. For Reverend Michael Irvine, who again has just been a cornerstone, a foundation. At certain times in Many Mansions history, this man has saved the day. Individually, quietly, with tenacious support, he's been there. We love him. And Michael, when you pass over, God's going to give you a bunch of brownie points, gold stars, and gold cups, awards, I'm sure of it. You have been a great service to us. To those who are in other places in the world, oh, you're very welcome, Michael. Michael's holding up a banner, everybody on the radio show that says thank you on the video. You're very welcome. Again, to those who are here, to Will Santos, my dear friend in Arizona, to somebody in the 585, to MOI, to Celeste, to Eric, to Jesus, PJ, Regine, and Pilgrims, who is a past president of Many Mansions, by the way, we thank her for her continued support over the years, back to 2009, and was with us all the time, and we are so grateful for her friendship and support. To Jean, to Linda, to Carrie, to Tim, to Tom Bass, to Terry Young, my good friend on the East Coast, to Joe Bonjour in Hamilton, to Michael Dickey in Idaho, to Mary Roseberry Brown, to Jack B, to Diana D, to Maria in Spain, to Bertina, to Jim and Sherry, to John Douglas, to Patty. I'm going to flip the page here again. To Tim in Montreal, to Joy S., to William, to, I guess, Williams in Florida, to Larry, Angie, and Baby Elsie, to Sue D., to Santiago, to Paul Hughes, to Vivian, GLSA, to Mark, Linda D., Dave and Carla, Steve Spiegel, wake up, Steve. Can't fall asleep at church, we can see you. You're a good guy, Steve. To Jack, to myself, to Reverend Douglas, to Maria, and to Michael. Is that Maria in New Jersey? I think so. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. And this concludes the healing portion. Now, we have to remind you, we are soon not going to take requests from the service in the chat because it elongates the service. You must send the request in by email. Okay, starting September, if you don't send us a request in by email, we will still accommodate you by putting your name request into the urgent spiritual healing group, which also participates through the week on their own volunteering. Many Mansions www.helpline@gmail.com. That's the place to go to send your request in for anybody in the world. Our urgent spiritual healing group will work almost immediately upon those people making requests, and we will do it here on the Sunday. Okay, got that? Also, I'm going to have a survey. I'd like to hear what you think about our spiritual newsletter, the Sacred Scrolls. I need a little guidance on what you want to hear. I think you want to hear certain things, but I need to have you tell me. Okay, and you can send emails to us, and I think the website to go to and put your email address in to correspond with us would be manymansionssc@gmail.com. That's where you sign up for the newsletter and sign up for bulletins. That's the address you go to. Now, internationalschooloftheprophets.com, you can get the Zoom links there to the meetings, and you can also send me an email as well. And that's schoolofthepropphets@gmail.com. Paul is producing the show, and I'm wondering if we ran out of time on the show, Paul. Are we still going here? Or we are? Okay, because my screen just went blank over on that one. Coming up next is the social time, and Reverend Douglas is going to take over that. Jack, you're still producing the Zoom call, I guess, so... I can retire.
I'll turn that over to Douglas. To Doug.
Yeah, Reverend Douglas George Bentley, and I'm Reverend Douglas James Cottrell, and my son is Douglas Jr. So, when I came to this town where I live now, I was the only person in my life named Douglas that I knew. And I came to this town, I went to a fraternity meeting, and there were five men named Douglas there. And just seems to be, Douglas is a very popular name, I guess. But in any event, listen, please contribute, okay? It's empty. We have expenses. I made a FUPA the other day, apparently Mansion Spiritual Center Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization, and it does take PayPal. In America, I think the mailing email address there, you can send an e-transfer of money, or you can send a check to that address, and it'll be in the chat, I guess. Or it's on the website, manymansionssc.org. And by the way, thanks to Jack's handiwork, you can go and see our service being played out on our Zoom services being played out once again on those websites. Is that correct, Jack?
Yep. Great.
So again, if you want to revisit this website, if you want to listen to the prayers again, you want to hear the virtue again, and the virtue will be manifested, even though it's a recording. Go there and have a look. And again, I understand when people hear about us, and they understand how dedicated you are and how you felt the energy and how you like to hear what we're saying. I understand that you might be a little reluctant about telling somebody else. But this is not the way of Yeshua. We talked about the responsibility of being an ambassador, being a disciple, that you must go forward and help people wherever they are sick. If you're a healer, and we hope that you have the gift of spiritual healing, and we will continue in our seminary courses coming up in the fall, and you will develop this like many of the people that are here today, then it is your duty, wherever you find somebody ill, to lay hands on them and to say a short prayer. Of course, if they don't want anything of it, you don't force it, but you offer it. You're obligated to do so. Read my in the newsletter about the obligations that Yeshua has given us. The only thing you have to do is to be a believer. The second thing be a little courageous when people challenge you. Don't engage them. Show them the video. Oh, for the sake, just come and listen to this fellow. They had a whole group of people here. We got clergy that are talented people here. And that is by virtue of extension, you're healing them if they receive a blessing by either watching our video on the website or coming here in person. Don't be afraid. Whatever has happened to you or whatever will happen to you in your life has already happened to me. Everything that has happened to you has happened to me. Doesn't matter what. Everything has happened to me. This is what the path of long suffering is about. Being a little bit criticized by your friends, little snickers behind your back, people thinking you're a little cuckoo, other people being really upset at you because you believe differently than they believe. They believe traditionally, who the heck are you? Well, what I just recounted to you are all the things they said about Jesus. You know that. You read the Bible. He was criticized. They tried to kill him on several occasions, and they finally ended up, the people in the church at the time, I should say the temple, succeeded. They got rid of him. Why? He wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't out to get money. He wasn't out to take over their temple. But they thought he was. But what he was divine. He picked up his cross, so to speak, and as he told each of us, you want to follow in my footsteps? You want to get to heaven? Just follow and do the things I do. Be like me. That's what he meant by, I am the light, I am the way. His pattern, his life was showing us the way. So when somebody snickers or makes fun of you or calls you a devil worshiper, perhaps, if they're mean and nasty, smile inside. What they're doing to you is what they did to Christ. You must be on the right path. And that's how I comfort myself. When people I thought loved me turned against me. When people I found out that were my friends were making fun of me. I serve God. You serve God, should you choose to do so. And these little criticisms, these little whatever, these are little tests that allow you to succeed, to graduate. Did you know that? When somebody says something derogatory and you don't get angry, you've just passed the test. Every day. It's a struggle, but what you believe, you have evidence of what you believe because you've seen people become healed. You've listened to the truth. It's made sense. You've had a vision, a dream that revealed something to you. You may have seen an angel in your house. Some people call it a ghost, an orb. You may have had some spiritual event happen to you that's in the Bible. That is your proof that you're on the path. And remember, this life is temporary. Where we go to next is for eternity. So if somebody says, it's all baloney, say, okay. You don't believe in God? Well, that's okay. God believes in you. Remember, I told a story about an atheist in Spain who came to me before the event and basically gave me a heads up that he doesn't believe a thing I said, that he was coming because his niece was my interpreter. And he had such a profound experience. It was an awakening for him. So when somebody says something to you, say, come on down, visit the website, manymansionssc.org or manymansionscenters.com on the Canadian side. Anyway, I'm on a roll. We're over time right now, so I retire. I've had a good day, a good visit with you all, and I'm going to turn it over. Hi, John. I missed your name earlier. I want to tell everybody, yes, Michael, merci beaucoup. And for everybody who is in Spain and Peru and Europe and Australia and other places around the world that are listening to, are coming in on the Zoom and are listening on the radio, we trust that God blesses you with health, wealth, peace, and prosperity each and every day. Go to minimansionssc.com, sc.org, rather, and sign up for the newsletter. With that, I'm going to say, God bless you all. I'm going to retire. Max is outside with his legs crossed, so I have to go let him out the door. I bought this whole house for him. I didn't know it, but now he runs the house. That Max is my Great Dane puppy dog, if for those people who don't know. Okay, listen, I'm looking at all your videos as I go through here. Remember, as Michael had said, in the bottom of the screen or somewhere, there's a reaction with a little reactions button with a little smiley face and a plus. Go there and click on that, and it'll say raise your hand. And we want you to do that as a sign that you're with us. It's also our secret symbol that we're spiritual healers. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, but do that, please. And then you'll see all these lovely hands popping up here. It's not too late to do that. You know, get used to it. Okay, so I'm seeing some more people pop up their hands here. But with that, Reverend Douglas, I will retire. Thank you. I'll see Jack tomorrow. Apparently, Jack came from Arizona through five, count them, five tornadoes to get here. I did ask him one day before. I said, so how do you like turbulence? He said, ah, no problem. I fly all the time. Not like that. Holy moly. Okay. Okay, Paul, the radio show is wherever you are, Paul. It's I guess we're signing off for everybody around the world. Once again, this is Reverend Douglas James Cottrell on behalf of Mini Mansion Spiritual Center International Healing Ministry, saying God bless you each and every one.
Thanks for joining the Mini Mansion Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.